and it'd do all right. But if he didn't, then he couldn't get it up, because mm-hmm. if it happened to be a little drier or something, if he got lucky and planted just before rain, well, he'd be all right. He'd come up, you see. Mm-hmm. And he just griped about it. He didn't like it. Nobody likes buckshot ground like that, because it's hard to do anything with. Now, that gumbo, it's just it's so stiff that you can't hardly plow it, and it just sticks on your plow. It don't make any difference. When you plow ground, your plow gets real bright, see, going through the ground. Mm-hmm. Well, on this, it'll just stick on it. It sticks on it, and it just sort of just pushes it out. And it just comes out in big clods and stuff like that. It's gumbo, see? In other words, it's just sticky. It don't make any difference how dry it is. It's still wet when you plow it up, and it's just sticky, just like wax or something like that, see? Mm-hmm. And then it's stiff. You can't hardly plow it. Now, used to, when they used mews, they had to have four mews to a better to plow in that, see? And it was bad on the man that's following that better. Yeah, the better. That's what you throw your rows up with, see? And it was bad on him, because them wings, it wouldn't shed off them wings, and he'd just push out, and he'd fall back in the middle. A lot of it would, and he'd have to stumble over that all day. And then four mews, he'd have to have four mews to pull where two should pull it, mm-hmm. see? And it kills you and your team both, but it makes good stuff if you can get it in and get it up. It's a good soil. But boy, it's hard to do anything with.
Is buckshot a good soil, if you can?
Well, no, buckshot's not. It's not good land. Buckshot's not. It'll do a better job of raising cotton. It will anyway. Anything. Mm-hmm. It won't hardly grow corn or sorghum or maize or anything like that. It just won't hardly grow it. It'll do a better job of raising cotton. Mm-hmm. Or that he worked up there. My uncle did. That's the way it was. And every once in a while he'd get a good cotton crop on it. If he, you know, like I told you, if he got it just right, rain comes just right, would he get a good cotton crop? But it wasn't hard to raise anything else at all, because cotton, it's got a tap root on it. It goes down deep, you see. Mm-hmm. And corn and sorghum or maize or anything like that sits right on top of the ground. It ain't got no tap root at all. It's just got a whole bunch of roots that feeds right on top of the ground. Well, it dries out and it dies when it gets dry. But that cotton, sometimes it'll be that deep, goes right straight down, call it a taproot on it. Mm-hmm. You can go out and pull it up, and it'll be a root that deep, goes right straight down, see? Mm-hmm. And that way, well, it'll get down below where you plow, and it'll get into the moisture again, you see? Mm-hmm. And for this other, when you plowed it, it'd dry out, and then mm-hmm. it couldn't get any moisture, and it wouldn't do no good.
Say if you had a swampy area, you wanted to get the water off the swamp, what would you call the things you'd have to
ditch it to drain it to get the water off. You might have to cut a canal or a long channel or something like that through it, see, to get that water off of it. Mm-hmm. Now down on Sulphur, they channel Sulphur River. And they channel it for miles, you see, and drained a lot of that land where it was stood in water. It drained all that land because it go down that channel that they cut, you see, and it stopped that river from overflowing so bad.
What's the difference between a channel and a ditch and a canal?
Well, now a channel, it's cut as big as the river is.
Big enough for a boat?
Big enough if it's fixed right like that, it runs dry. See, it won't have no holes in it, and they cut it level, and it takes all the water out of it. It's cut straight, a channel is. See, it cut it straight, so the water can rush out of there fast. Now, when they cut that channel down there, well, that water, it just go down through there. You couldn't cross it in anything because it goes so fast down through there. Mm-hmm. See, down that channel. Well, now a ditch, it could be crooked or cut it. Mm-hmm. But a channel, they cut it straight, you see, to take that water out.
How big is a ditch?
Well, now ditches are different sizes. They'd be some of them just 2 or 3 feet wide or like that, or 2 or 3 feet deep, and some of them be 15 or 20 feet wide and 8 or 10 foot deep, see.
What about a canal?